sunshine.
While I was at King Mountain, we drove, brother took me and drove me high up the mountain. And it was real foggy that day, or smoggy, and so you couldn't see much. But there's a big tower up there you can climb up and see five states, they said. And I had my binoculars. But then we didn't go up the tower. We looked around a while and went back down to his house. And his mother-in-law is keeping an elderly lady that's kin to him in the family. And she's 102 years old. And still knows everybody, knows everything, still remembers everything, can tell you history, 102 years old. And I got to go in and talk to her, and we had prayer for her. She wasn't feeling too good. Well, we didn't get to climb the tower, but boy, we got to talk to one of those folks that's found out how to see clear into eternity, praise God. 102 years in this world and not even started yet, praise God. He on the both sides of the river, the earth and beyond the blue, and everything between them, Lord, you are all I do. Jordan's deep and chilly, and very, very wide, but in the twinkling of an eye, I'll be on the other side. Amen. And Brother Stout, when we drove up that mountain, we went to one of Virginia, drove right in front of one of Virginia's maximum security prisons, right up on top of one of those mountains. I thought of y'all, Bonnie. Amen. And I hope you never would have to go down that far for a prison ministry, but you never can tell. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Reading Romans chapter 8. One of the greatest chapters in the Bible as far as I'm concerned. Amen. It has my golden text in it. That is Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. Listen to this, verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And still yet, I am one of about as happy people as you ever saw, I guess. But when I get down to pray, a lot of my praying is groaning. And sometimes I actually wonder if the Lord gets tired of hearing all that groaning. Amen. But He said right here in the 8th chapter, it's a spirit that's doing that. He maketh intercession for us with groanings, amen, that cannot be uttered. Oh, glory to God. Now, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even ourselves, groan within ourselves. And Paul was a happy man. Hallelujah. Groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit. Is just like us saying that is the redemption of our body. Amen. For we're saved by hope. Hope to seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Likewise, Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. Amen. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and groan. Amen. Get on everybody's nerves, but go ahead and groan. Amen. Hallelujah. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's the Spirit praying through you. Amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Can you say amen? For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Boy, this is a wonderful promise. Verse 32. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things. That is such a big promise. I don't see how Paul got it into one verse. Amen. I mean, it is so big. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God and maketh intercession for us. Who? Say it with me. Who? Amen. Look out into space and tell the devil, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, our distress, our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword, that means war. Whew, hallelujah. As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. I'll preach for a little bit tonight on a subject on track, on time, and good work in order. On track, on time, and good work in order. Hallelujah. Woo, God's on track, folks. Amen. Did you hear? He said, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. He's right on track. Amen. Now, if you want a train to go to California, you put it on a track and point it toward California. Amen. I live pretty close to Frisco Railroad. And when they sung that old song in church, a lot of times we don't hear till, we didn't sing it till after somebody prayed through to the Holy Ghost, and we sung, this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know it. It just suits me. Amen. Boy, when they got to that verse, it said, Isaiah the prophet said he saw a train coming, and I could just imagine Frisco Railroad. Amen. Of course, I know now it wasn't that kind of train. It was a skirt of God's garment. Amen. I could just imagine, you know, that train coming through, you know, and stepping on board while the train was still moving. Amen. Isaiah the prophet said he saw a train coming and it just suits me. Isaiah the prophet said he saw a train coming and it just suits me. Isaiah the prophet said he saw a train coming, stepped on board and the train kept running. Well, it just suits me. Most of you never heard that because you didn't stay late enough. They didn't sing it till everybody going home when they prayed through the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Woo! Amen. What's God's predestination mean? That means He built a railroad track all the way to heaven. And if you get on it and stay on it and don't jump the track, hey! Amen. If you'll stay on that track, it's a predestinated track. Everybody gets in the plan, praise God, you're just like that chute out there at the bank, amen, that is run by air, and it'll take all your money and go, amen. And they'll cash your check and stick that thing in, and it'll go, and a door will open. Amen. You know why? Because it was predestined. They built that tube to come out just at the right place. Amen. Hey, but I could have drove up to the drive-in bank and sat there all day long if I didn't get my hand in the door and my check in the gizmo. Amen. The mouse or rat or whatever it is. Amen. Hey, I wouldn't have got my money. I wouldn't have got my check cash. Praise God. You're predestinated when you get on the track and stay on it. These two trains collided the other day. It was in your paper and they didn't know whether the trains got run into on the same track or whether something happened while they was passing and they jostled against each other. They suppose that the trains might have jostled against each other. You don't have to worry about this track. It's all going one way. Amen. You don't have to worry about God running into Himself. He's all going the same direction. You get to go in the same way God's going and stay on the track. That's the way predestination works, folks. Amen. It'll work just as long as you stay on board. Amen. Well, what if I jump off the track? You're predestinated to fall into hell. Amen. That's the way that track runs. You can't fall anywhere else but into hell when you jump off of God's track. Amen. That's the way predestination works. Amen. You make the choice which way you're going. You make the choice whether to stay on track. Amen. And whether to jump off the train. Amen. Praise God. So God's on track tonight. Predestination is working. Whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to image His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. It's working too. I mean, the devil can't keep you from going to heaven if you'll stay on the track. You're going. Whoo, glory to God. You're not going to heaven whether you want to or not. You're going to heaven because you want to. You're staying on track because you want to. Amen. Now, there are certain specifications to staying on the track. In some countries, when you get to, used to, when you got to the border of some East European countries, you had to get on a different train because they got a different gauge track. Amen. And more all over the world are building them just like our trains here. They got all the same gauge so they can go from country to country without changing trains. Amen. But I want you to know God's gauge has always been the same. God's standard has always been the same. You don't have to change trains between here and the glory world. You're right on track.
Amen. And then you didn't get very good.
Amen. Try again. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Not only is He on track, He's on time. Did you hear it? He said in the 22nd verse, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." Amen. God's not late. Oh, no. Spirit of God knows what He's doing.
But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Hallelujah! Why do we have hope? Because God's right on time. Hope would be an impossibility if God didn't keep His promises. Hope would be an impossibility if God's Word wasn't true. Hope would be an impossibility if you couldn't depend on the Word of God. Hope would be an impossibility if you couldn't depend on God's immutableness. That is, His unchangeableness. Praise God. Hey, glory to God. God is right on time. And all things are working together for them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. Praise God. God's on time right down until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, the redemption of our body. Amen. He's right on time. Hey, your hope is right on schedule. Amen. If you don't believe all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, just ask Joseph. Amen. Just ask Joseph. If you don't believe that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and all that call according to His purpose, ask Daniel. If you don't believe that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, ask the three Hebrew children that went through the fiery furnace. They heated it 7 times hotter than it was ever heated before. Amen. Anybody that's ever gone to rich lands that's crossed that overpass and looked up that holler where all them coke ovens are working off up to the left as you go east. Amen. Years ago when Sister Collins and I used to pull in there to preach the camp, amen, those stacks were open and that fire was belching out those stacks. And the sulfur had killed all the trees all the way up the side of that mountain. EPA came along and made them cover them stacks and do something different. And much of that stuff is burned up now before it ever gets out into the air. In fact, about all of it. And all the foliage is growing back on that big mountainside now, and it's covered up with foliage now. But one time, that sulfuric fumes had killed all the trees all the way up that mountainside. Anybody that remembers Claude Ely's preaching, he preached about it pretty often and even preached about how that fire had scorched that mountainside about everywhere he went. He preached about that. Amen. Well, one of the brethren of the Keene Mountain Boys, the singers in Brother Webb's church, he works there. And so Thursday night after church, he took us down there and took us through that big complex. And boy, it don't look very big from the highway when you're up on that big bridge looking down. But you get down there, man, I'm telling you, it's coke oven after coke oven after coke oven. Amen. And they dump 40 tons of coal in each one of them. And that coal burns for 48 hours. Amen. And we stood there and we looked up and down as a railroad track goes right in front of them. Each one of them ovens is 80 foot deep. It's got an 80 foot rod. Amen. That when that coke is right, 2800 degrees, that hot car backs up there pulled by that diesel engine. Another brother in the church running it, I think. Amen. Anyway, they knew him. They called his name. He was right that night as we stood there. Amen. And then back that big, those two cars, took two cars. One of them was 40 foot long. The other was 40 foot long. Or anyway, one of them held 40 foot of the coke. And the other held the other 40 foot of it. And that rod went all the way through and pushed all 80 foot of that coke that had cooked. All the tar cooked out of it. Had cooked for 48 hours. Boy, I mean, it was fire now.
Amen. And that guy was in there protected in that train pulling those hot cars with that 2,800 degree coke in that 1-inch steel fabricated car. Amen. And he pulled it down there under a great big complex, and boy, they dumped the water on it. And steam went into the air 200, 300, 400 feet. Amen. Just like a great big cloud, 500 feet high. Amen. And after they dumped the water to it and cooled it down, amen, they'd dump it out of that sidecar onto a conveyor belt, and that conveyor belt carried it under the road and across the holler and down and put it into the train that was waiting down there with empty cars for it. Amen. They said a man fell in there once when those things were open. Amen. That brother that took us down there said he used to have to go in them ovens with the fire going on each side, 2,800 degrees on each side. You have to go in there and work as long as they could. Amen. And then come back out, because you couldn't stay in there very long. It was so hot in there working and knocking brick out and putting in new brick and going there and stay a little while. Amen. I mean, when old Nebuchadnezzar wanted to heat up an oven, he heated it 7 times hotter. It was so hot that the men that threw the 3 Hebrew children in were killed by the blast from the furnace. Amen. And after the king, that guy that fell in those coke ovens years ago, they couldn't find anything of it. Did you know that's the way it had been with the 3 Hebrew children? They wouldn't have been able to find nothing. Amen. No bones or nothing. Huh? I mean, even though if they'd had a watch on or any metal on, it would even melt it. Amen. Wouldn't be able to find nothing. Praise God. What a miracle. Amen. They fell in there 2,800 degrees, probably, or close to it. Amen. With an inferno so bad that it killed stout, strong men that threw them in. They fell dead in the mouth of the furnace. And when the king looked in, he saw 4 men. Hallelujah. None of them bound, walking in that fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think of it, folks. What a miracle. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Might have looked around and shook hands. Amen. That 4th man and said, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. We're in the fire, but it just brought us closer to God. Raise your hands and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. All things. Amen. I'm telling you what, folks. The all things of God are still in good working order. If you've been reading any in that chapter, you can go back to the 13th verse, amen, as 14th verse, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How's that for a starter? I mean, the Spirit of God's still leading. Amen. Still in good working order. Whoo, glory to God. Providence of God is still working. The 28th verse is God's providence to me. Hallelujah. It's God working in everything that happens in your life for your good. We call it providence. Everything. Praise God. Many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye receive the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes you need somebody to talk to that's just a little closer than just anybody. Amen. I want to talk to my daddy, somebody said. Amen. I want to see my daddy. Amen. He'll have an answer. Daddies are smart. I marveled how my dad in my youth could think of the things that I never thought of. Daddies are smart. Amen. So a lot of times we go to daddy. I was bigger than the rest of the kids. I was the oldest. And I felt so sorry for Carl and Joyce. They stood there looking so sad when I got in the car with Dad, because I was bigger. And he'd take care of me. He'd take me to town with him. And they'd sit there and watch us. Stand beside the road and watch us as we took off. And they couldn't go. Amen. Oh, yes. I was Dad's buddy. He took me fishing with him. I'd get so hungry. Standing down there on the riverbank, I'd eat those old saltless crackers that he used to bait the minnows into the minnow trap. Amen. I'd eat them old crackers without any salt on them. No meat, no nothing. I was so hungry. Amen. He had something to occupy him, but I got to go with Dad until he went to the Navy. At 35 years old with three children, he got called to the Army in World War II. Amen. And he had to go to the Navy. And boy, Everett, England, over across the creek, they lived in one-room log cabin too. And E.W. and Cotton and Donnie and their little sister. Amen. Everett was home. And Everett had a truck. Boy, I'd see them boys with their daddy with a fishing pole tied to the rack on that truck. Amen. Those boys standing up in the truck. My dad was in the Navy. And Everett was taking his boys fishing. And I wished my daddy was home. Because if my daddy was home, he'd take me fishing too. Amen. But I remember the lonely feeling when Everett was taking his boys fishing. And I didn't get to go because Daddy wasn't home. Amen. Oh, I longed for my daddy. Every boy longs for his daddy. Amen. Yeah, listen to this. He said, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, that's Daddy God. That's what that means. Amen. I mean, that's a close, intimate fellowship like Daddy. Amen. That's what little Sammy Morris, when he found out even though he was taken away from his father at a young age, had to run for his life. And he wound up following that mysterious light by night that was guiding him. He wound up in the only mission station in that whole country. God led him there by mysterious light. Amen. When the teacher taught about St. Paul seeing a great light shine from heaven, he raised a little black hand and said, I've seen that light. It led me through the jungle. Praise God. They taught him, even though he's very ignorant, they named him Samuel Morris after the man that helped with good offerings and was the benefactor of the school and the orphanage. And they named little Sammy, because he had no name, they named him Sammy Morris. Taken away from his daddy and his home and his nativity. Amen. He found out that he had a heavenly father. And so he talked to him real regular. Praise God. His conversations with God were so touching and so real and so intimate that grown people, Christians, would break out and cry while he was praying. Sammy Morris was such a powerful prayer warrior. He came to the United States and came to Taylor University, where Karen going now, to learn about the Holy Ghost. But everywhere Sammy went, he had such a close walk with his daddy God that he taught everybody. They learned from him about the reality of God. There's a memorial about him up at Taylor University still, and a heart-wrenching story about a little African boy. Amen. It came to this country and couldn't stand the climate. But he worked his way through school until he died. They didn't know he was needy. They didn't know how bad off he was. He didn't let on. He didn't complain. When they asked him where he would like to stay, he said, any place where no one else wants to stay, there's where I will stay. Amen. He took the last. He took the leftovers. In a day, amen, when blacks were still not treated all that well, even in the north, amen, Sammy Morris made it fine. it looked like anyhow, because he had such a walk with his daddy God and such a prayer life. Praise God. Oh, we cry, Abba, Father. Hey, I'm telling you folks, this is in good working order. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. How many agree tonight that that's still working? How many know beyond the shadow of a doubt you felt the Spirit tonight? And you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, you're a child of God. Hold up your hand. Raise your other hand and praise Him. Hey, it's a good working order, isn't it? Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Spirit itself beareth witness our spirit with the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. You can't beat that. He owns everything. We're His heir. Hey, you're just looking at me and my work clothes tonight. Amen. I'm just under tutors tonight. Ooh, the heir, he's under tutors. He's disciplined, you know, and he learns. Amen. The prince that was going to be the king of England, he had to go up into the highlands of Scotland and live out in the country and rough it and cut wood. Amen. What do you mean? A potential king up there cutting wood? Yeah. He had to learn how his subjects lived to be a good king. Amen. And so they see him up there to cut wood. We're under tutors now. You know what tutors is? That's bosses. And nobody likes them too much. Amen. But I want to tell you, you're going to have to get to where you like them. Praise God. We're under tutors, bosses, hallelujah, because we're heirs. So ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Oh, yes, they is. If you're going to be an heir, you're going to have a whole lot of teachers. Obey them which have the rule over you. Amen. Communicate with them that have a rule over you. Amen. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Oh, it's everything's in working order, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the Son of God. Hey, how's your expectation apparatus working tonight? Did you know you had one? Did you ever buy a car and something went wrong with you? You didn't even know you had one on there? Amen. Yeah, they told me on one of the Nissan pickups I had to have a transmission sensor. If I didn't have a transmission sensor, my speedometer wouldn't even work. It's a magnet that attaches to the side of the transmission and tells you how fast you're going. Tells the automatic transmission when to change gears, too. Apparatus you didn't know you had. Hey, how about your expectation? Have you got one? Did you know you had one? Amen. Is it working tonight? I guarantee it's working if you're a child of God. Hallelujah. Hey, in good working order, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. I told you we're under tutors. I told you we're wearing our work clothes. Amen. But some of these days, they're going to see who's who. Amen. Teddy Roosevelt sent his daughter to a regular school incognito, under an assumed name. And she dressed a little different than the rest of the kids, wore dresses a little longer. Amen. And they made fun of her. She came home crying. Teddy Roosevelt told her, said, "You go back and tell those kids that you're the daughter of the President of the United States, and you're not following the style, you're setting the style." Hallelujah. Anybody ever been laughed at because you wore dresses instead of pants and shorts, huh? Anybody ever had the pressure put on you, huh? You tell them, "I'm a child of the King, and I'm not following this world, I'm setting the pace." Hallelujah. Amen. I'm setting the style. Glory to God. Perfect maintenance, too, on this predestinated railroad, huh? Amen. What shall we say to these things? Verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? I mean, the devil can't tear up this predestination railroad. Amen. If God's for us, the devil can't even tear it up. Somebody said, the devil made me do it. No, you decided to do it. The flesh took over. You decide to jump the track. If you follow Jesus, praise God, He'll keep you. Amen. Perfectly maintained. If God be for us, who can be against us? Perfect security. As they get us a song. Amen. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Hey, you're going to get there if you'll stay on the main line. Man, just keep chugging. Stay on the main line. You're going to get there. This train ain't going to run into itself. This heaven-bound train is going to make it all the way. Hallelujah. Perfect security. On track. I'm talking about on track, on time, and in good working order. Hallelujah. All these things, He said, were more than conquerors. You can't beat that. Not just a conqueror. More than conquerors. Through Him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Amen. Why? Because we got perfect maintenance. Divine providence. Woo! Everyone that seems to be working against us is working for us and don't even know it. When them boys sold Joseph down into Egypt, looked like it was against him. But Joseph said, when they met together and he revealed himself to his brothers, one of the most heart-touching things in all the Bible, he said it was God. Even his enemies, it was God working. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If you want to go, get on this train. He'll take you. Stand with us. Let's pray. Father, I pray for my friend. Nobody get discouraged. Everybody hears me preach will take courage in the Lord tonight. Amen. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Jesus' name. Sing. Let's pray.
He's let's my home.
Make our way.
In this world.
Make our way.
He's my last.
Pray however you feel. Control. Just ask God for a closer walk. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. Come and say, if you'll just help me, Lord.
And storm His love.
Praise
will
God.
Keep me from harm.
Yes, it will. Yes, yes.
I'd rather
thank you, Lord.
This stormy sea with Jesus in my boat, then to sail the calmest water without Him.